Well, there's speculation this morning that the government is about to announce a shake-up of the Board of Irish Water. This follows a welter of controversies about the company's pay scheme and about the way it treats customers. Although it has to be said that the Minister for Finance has said that he doesn't know of any plans to change senior management at Irish Water, arriving at government buildings a short time ago. For this morning's cabinet meeting, Michael Noonan said that there was no plan that I know of anyway. Joining us is Eddie Malloy, Management Consultant and Director of Advanced Organisation. I suppose we should say at the start that for many people, communications or management aren't the problems with Irish Water. The problem is that there's a water charge at all. But be that as it may, what in your assessment is the main problem with Irish Water?
The main problem is the way it was set up under pressure from the Troika. And from day one, it was riddled with problems. For example, the ESRI has calculated that they have committed out to 2026 to carry as many as 2,000 extra staff. That adds substantial chunk of money to anybody's bill. Secondly, is the target that the regulator has set for them to reduce costs by, and it's by 8%, I think, over the next 2 to 3 years. That should be more like 30 or 40%. But you can see their hands are tied by the contract out to 2026. You have the tactically, again, under pressure, they introduce all these charges without fixing things like the boiled water notices and so on. So that, you know, the timing of that, if they had sorted those out.
And it's
out
clear
in
that for many people, that really
yeah,
does
that
sting.
Really does great with them. And now the bonuses is a huge problem. I took note a few years ago, and that it probably about 7 years ago, 232 county council managers applied for bonuses, and all 232 got them. Now, that's the bonus culture that has come, migrated from the county councils into Irish Water, because it's the staff of Irish Water are largely former county council workers. The other thing about the bonus is, if you listen to Miss Arnett on Sean O'Rourke about a week ago, let's say you're on 100,000. It's not that you get an additional bonus on top of that. It is that you lose the 1, the 9, the 19% if you don't behave an outstanding performance. Now, a question I would have is that money being drawn, it being withheld during the year on a pro rata basis as they're being paid month to month and given back to them at the end to make it 100,000? Or do they get paid in full during the year and the money then is all taken back in a lump sum, you know, 10, 15, 19% at the end of the year?
We don't know a lot about it. But what we do know is what Irish Water said in a statement at the weekend, which is their argument essentially was that this is normal practice. This has happened elsewhere and that this is the best way of going about doing things.
But you don't set up a company with the background that Irish Water has and decide you're going to create a commercial culture overnight by creating blanket bonuses. That is a huge developmental task for any company that's coming out of the state sector to try to become a commercial company. By the way, they've said that it's the same bonus structure as Bord Gáis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more interesting. I mean, what's going on in Bord Gáis? What's the record in Bord Gáis of the spread of bonuses? Does everybody get it? Do 80%, 60%? Is it the same as the performance management system in the public service?
Were you surprised to hear about this particular element, the one that has really attracted a lot of attention over the past couple of days, the fact that an individual could be told that their performance needs improving, that they're entitled to extra money?
Between,
anyway.
They're entitled to between 1 and 9%. So the thing is just wrong. It is wrong. And the idea to suggest that this is the way bonuses work. I've worked for Intel and Hewlett-Packard, all the Guinnesses. This is a crazy situation compared to what real commercial companies do. I mean, the government, one thing the government should definitely do is not rush this. They have shown a real lack of skill in handling crises, the Garda thing, the McNulty affair, etc. And for the cabinet to meet this morning and come up with some solutions would be madness.
Do you worry then that they might only make matters worse they feel that they should be, to use you know, that old quote,
be seen to be doing something?
Yeah.
For instance, changing the board may be worthwhile. I don't know who's on the board. So make sure you get a good board. Changing the CEO will not make a difference because it's the mandate that the government gives to these agencies, you know, to get on with the job. And the mandate the government gave them at the start, as I've spelled out some of it for you here, for instance, the regulator and the government should get together and charge Irish Water with reducing costs by 40% over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. You get the idea, it's different than 8%. I think that they should probably suspend the whole thing for at least 6 months until they have fixed these leaks.
So don't introduce charges from now and don't send out bills in January.
The national purse, the state's purse, instead of putting this thing off balance sheet, needs to suck this up. And I think that the by all means change the board, but you've got, it's what are the writing instructions and the terms of reference and the degrees of freedom you give a board. But you can't give a board, go sort it out and then tie their hands, saying you can't touch these 2026 contracts. It's got to be 8%. The bonuses stand. And you've got to start charging in January. I mean, I wouldn't join a board that was given that mandate because it's impossible to fulfil.
As far, though, as the public is concerned, was there always likely to be a problem with this particular charge? Because it's another new tax and we've had so many tax increases inflicted upon us over the past 6 or 7 years. Was there an element of the straw that broke the camel's back here?
I think there's an element of that, but it need never have come to this. I mean, one thing that's clear to me and the people I meet and speak to, and is that this the protest in town that weekend of the election is not just a protest by unemployed and poor people and so on. It's a middle class issue. I mean, people are outraged at what they're learning about the bonus system and don't feel like paying to support that kind of thing. Now, I think that you need a unified water system in the country. You definitely do. You can't have water. It's not divided by county boundaries. And secondly, you need to charge for it. But the whole thing has been done. It's as bad and worse than the HSE in some respects in the setup. For instance, at the beginning, they were going to draw down the expertise of Bord Gáis in setting this up. Because Bord Gáis would have engineers and all those kind of project managers, especially now that a lot of the build out of the Bord Gáis infrastructure is done, a bit like the ESB when they finished rural electrification. So you'd have capacity in there. But instead of that, Irish Water went out and bought a whole new swanky, shiny set of consultants to do the whole thing from scratch. And I think there are questions about that. There's one thing that really stood out for me in all of this. It's the charge of €188 to come out for a leak. I can get a plumber any day of the week for €90 for an hour. And I can't, this is emblematic, that 188 figure is emblematic of just the sheer scale of lack of commerciality that's involved here.
Well, there's certainly plenty to talk about there. Listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us.